وهو خير الخلق قام مشرق اللون بياضا وله في الظهر شامة
حلق شعره حلقا تراه طيبا عبقا كحيل العين أسودها إلى الخيرات منطلقا
صبوح الوجه مشرقه وضيء زاد رونقه بحسن النعت ما أحد يدانيه.
Welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Community Connect on 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio, with Nadia and Ola. With us on the line is the president of the Spear Sports Club, Mr. Omar Kaboot, who has joined us to tell us about the organization's upcoming registration open day. Omar, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Pleasure to have you on our show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
To start off, can you offer some details about the Spear Sports Club for anyone who has never heard about the organisation before?
Well, this year is our 19th year. Spear Sports Club is a local and junior soccer football team.
Yeah.
We're located in Bass Hill. Our main focus is the youth of the Muslim community locally and at large. Other than the weekly soccer training activities and games that we provide weekly, commencing from March, I would say, to the end of August, we also focus on nurturing the youth through the moderate Islamic direction and advice, especially with the Muslim community these days, going through a hard time with what's happening, and thank God it's all calmed down as well. So basically, we provide religious advice for the Muslim community. And you know, Nadia, that through sport, it's not only healthy for the body, it's also healthy for the mind. So we believe that these soccer activities can enrich the Muslim youth by providing a better Australian society, I suppose.
Absolutely. Omar, on my part, I'd like to welcome you also to the program. And I'd like to just ask you a question about the upcoming Open Day, which is being held on the 16th of February. So can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, Ola, thank you for having me as well. This is our fourth year to have the Open Day. The initiative came basically through the committee a few years ago when we decided to have sort of just a fun family event for a lot of the returning players that we get every year. So we wanted to be different than the other. We're one out of 21 local clubs in the area. We're associated with the Bassetown District Football Association. And basically we wanted to be a bit different and say, you know, we want to be a family club and bring everyone along to join us for a community barbecue and a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide activities on the day for the kids. A lot of the returning players, obviously, it's an opportunity for them to come back and re-register and also to bring family and friends that may be interested. And at the same time, those new members that are keen on or interested in registering, perhaps they have questions to ask about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that we just want to get a feeling of this family environment, basically.
That's right.
MashaAllah. So it's definitely a great way to connect with the local community and to give it that family vibe, which is something that the sports club has actually been doing for quite some time. Now, you mentioned that the club will be providing a number of fabulous activities on that day. Can you specify what kind of activities will be available? And is this predominantly for the young kids?
I'll say predominantly for the young kids because they've got more time on their hands. The parents are too busy, probably working, if not two jobs these days. SubhanAllah. The aim really is, as I said, to bring the community together. We're going to run like jumping castles for the kids, just a mini soccer competition. But in general, with the club, we have volunteers and soccer coaches and so forth. So the aim is the soccer training weekly and games weekly. As I mentioned earlier, from March to about August.
Yep.
We play against local clubs in the Bankstown District. However, during the year, we normally provide programs like sort of awareness seminars. We also invite the local police to come and have a talk to the members of the community about safety. We invite our scholars to come and give advice to the members as well, Islamic advice, perhaps if they've got any questions that they might need.
Mm-hmm.
And our coaches, I know that they organise during the year camps or weekend outings and gatherings.
Quite a comprehensive range of activities that you provide for the community.
That's right.
Yes, definitely.
So Omar, you've told us that the objective of the Open Day is basically to get the community together, to provide this family-oriented kind of atmosphere, and to provide an opportunity for people to ask questions about the club and about, you know, the activities that the club runs. What will members receive if they register with Spears Sport Club?
Well, if you register, obviously not only that you've got yourself in good hands, mm-hmm. but you also receive, basically, if you're talking about in soccer terms, I would say you receive your yearly registration with the insurance, mm-hmm. and we also provide you with a full uniform okay. for all the members, a bag, a soccer ball, sports hat, sports bottle for the year.
All right, so you're fully equipping your yep. team members with everything they need. They're good to go.
We like them to be prepared.
And what age groups can register?
We have 5 years and over.
Okay, fabulous.
Just to inform you, last year we had a total of over 350 members with a total of 21 teams.
Mashallah.
And we started from 5 years to over 35.
Oh, fabulous.
And I understand that a number of those teams were finalists.
Yes, correct. Unfortunately, we didn't have any grand finalists, but they were finalists. We had two teams that were in the finals last year, and this year they got up a division.
Yeah, hopefully this year we'll see some grand finalists.
We'll push it to the next level.
Inshallah.
That'll be our aim.
So, Omar, where can people find more information about the club and its activities?
You can jump on our website, www.speesports.org.au, Facebook page, Spears Sports Club, on Facebook, or you can come down this Saturday to the open day between 11 and 2 o'clock, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. If you just feel hungry and can't be bothered cooking, join us. We don't care if you don't want to register. Just join us.
I'm sure you care.
If they want to come, perhaps we've got some adults as well that are interested in giving back to the local community by being volunteers, for example.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So there's a range of things that they can do this Saturday at Neville Reserve Bass Hill.
Okay, but if they, for some reason, can't make it on Saturday and they're really keen on registering, is there another way that they can register?
Yeah, they can come to the same park on Tuesday
yep.
next week. So they can come to the park every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. They can come straight to the clubhouse, to Neville Reserve Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Come there, there's someone there, and they'll be taking registrations. And if, again, they're still busy trying to get their life organized, inshallah, within 2 weeks, so the end of the month mm-hmm. and the beginning of March, we commence training. So it won't be late. They can come down with their children. Children can train while they're getting registered.
Fabulous. That sounds very exciting. Don't forget to attend the upcoming registration open day, dearest listeners, and be sure to share this event with your friends and families. And of course, follow them on Facebook for the latest updates on what is sure to be a super family day out. Mr. Omar Kabut, thank you very much for joining us and providing information about the Spears Sports Club and the upcoming Open Day. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.